Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
That's correct. It's time for loose reads. Morena, Jenna.
Morena.
How are you going?
I'm great, and it's so great to be with you both, officially.
We're so glad to have you.
Thank you. Yes, we've had a really big weekend in the book world. We had the New Zealand Booksellers Conference Industry Awards on Saturday night, so I'm recovering a little bit from that.
I bet they party hard.
Yeah, we did karaoke and, it was all that kind of carry on. Yeah. So.
Crazy book work.
Yeah, I know. You should see us, yeah.
That's awesome. We have a great book to talk about today. This is Flashlight by Susan Choi. Talk to us about this one.
Totally. So Susan Choi is her fifth novel. She is a Yale, she teaches at Yale, creative writing. She won the National Book Award with her last book, which I think is pre-COVID. It was called Trust Exercise, kind of the Shakespearean school drama. But Flashlight is a big family drama. So it starts off with a really great hook. There's a father and daughter on a beach. Mm. He disappears and she washes up. She's found washed up on the beach, and she says to who found her, he was kidnapped.
Mm.
And then she denies ever saying this. So we have this family, they're the Kung family. Sirk is the father. He has a really interesting background. He was born in Japan, went to school there, but when he was 6 years old in the post-World War II, realizes that he's actually Korean, ethnically Korean, and his family are Korean. They speak Korean at home, and he speaks Japanese at school, but he has a Japanese name at that time. But he ends up in America, and he marries this woman, American woman, white woman called Anne, and they have a daughter called Louisa, who looks more like Cirque than Anne. So she's always got an identity thing going on with how she looks compared to her classmates. But they do spend a lot of time in America, but end up in Japan where this big event happens. So we've got the Japan beach, maybe kidnapping, maybe not. And then we go back to how it all began in the regular story. So this is one of those epic, like, I think it spans about 80 years, that's a family drama, but also has really interesting historical and political drama or history of the role of Japan's occupation of Korea, then the unoccupation, but what happens left to those Koreans who grew up believing they were Japanese and what happens. Because Sirk's family lived on Jeju Island, that's a side note, but I reviewed We Do Not Part by Han Kung.
I remember
and
that.
And that had Jeju Island. So it's so funny, one of the next books I read has kind of connects to that as well.
Crazy.
But they came to Japan and then they got lured back to Korea, but straight after World War II, the desirable place after the Koreas were split was North Korea. So he stays in Japan and his family go to North Korea. So that's that whole political stuff's going on, which really, really interests me. I love that. But we also have a lot of themes of, because now we have Sirk's gone, and now we have Louisa and her mother, who are really disconnected. Her mother can't give her what she needs emotionally. They look so different. Her mother has her own stuff going on. She has her own secrets going on. And so they have this very volatile, angry relationship. So this is one of those books that if you like a book where all the characters are really nice and get along and stuff,
maybe it's not for you.
These characters are really complicated, and they bring their own histories to what's going on, and their blood ties may not lead to them always being nice to each other. And Sirk and Anne's relationship is kind of crazy as well. There's a lot of self-censorship and trauma coming through. So it's a book where the reader knows a lot more about what's going on with the lives than the people themselves. They don't know what they don't
know. I love feeling like I have the inside scoop. But then sometimes it's sort of frustrating because it's like, can you just figure it out already?
I know, exactly. Is it not obvious? And so you have the three narrated characters, the family members as narrators, but sometimes you get insights from other characters who I won't reveal. They're all part of the secrets that come out. So I love this description of Susan Choi talks about people like Cirque were citizens of nothing. They don't have any ties legally to anywhere. So I feel like this is a book that if you have read like Pachinko or Jonathan Franzen or The Bee Sting, that's not funny, like The Bee Sting, those epic family dramas, this is for you. I love this book, and she actually references it in her notes for her her historical notes. Is this book called The Orphan Master's Son by Adam Johnson. It came out around 2012 and that won the Pulitzer Prize. I was like, oh my god, this is like The Orphan Master's Son. She references that she used that for research, so I was like, that was really like a little nugget for me that I loved. And it's not a book where she fills in all the gaps. So if you have you have to fill in a lot of the gaps yourself, and maybe big events in their life are kind of glossed over, like the child Louise's having kids and stuff. It's more about those interactions with her family members at the time and coming back. So it's a few twists and turns along the way.
Yeah.
Maybe not everything is as it seems. There's kind of this spy aspect to it. Yeah. So it's a great epic.
It sounds like a really eclectic mix of themes of the sort of very real, raw things like grief and such, but then also that like thrilling mystery sort of element of the dad disappearing. And
yes,
there's some really cool, I was looking at it on the Time Out website as well, and I saw that Eleanor Catton is loving it, and I love that because I'm reading Burn and Wood at the moment.
Are you? Yeah. Oh, she's such a queen. Yeah. Yes, I trust what Eleanor Catton says, and she loves it. She loves her like a bit of a mystery as well, so that's what you get in this book.
I feel like it'd be a really validating book to read if you were having like family drama in your own life, like, you know, no family's perfect.
Exactly, like, yeah, and especially the mother-daughter, complicated mother-daughter relationship, I love those. And it is called Flashlight, and a flashlight is a big part of the moment on the beach, or this walk on the beach where everything happens, but that is a symbol or metaphor of like what you can see, what you can't see throughout. So yeah, I would really recommend it as a good like chunky, it's 450 pages. It's a good like sink your teeth into read.
Very good.
Amazing.
On sale now at Time Out.
It's on the table.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Jenna. Always a pleasure to chat books.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Talk to you soon.
That was Jenna from Time Out talking about the book Flashlight by Susan Choi.
That was Loose Reads.